Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Beamaz and Beamer are with you once again here on WBEN until about 10 o'clock or so. Hope everyone's having a nice Monday morning out there. Joe, how's it going?
It's going great, Brian. You know, had a fun weekend. Excited to be here on what looks to be a full week together on WBEN.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm always skeptical. You know, I always look at this a little bit of skepticism.
Well, I
never
can
know
understand
what to expect.
But I am excited at the prospect that we will be together for 5 days.
Yeah, pretty nice weekend. Good-looking weekend outside for the first half of it, at least. And then, you know, even yesterday wasn't too bad. I'm letting the grass grow out a little bit to rejuvenate itself before I mean, it's longer than I usually would ever keep it. But I feel like it's coming back to life a little bit. So here with the rain.
Letting it grow out is actually helping it.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Let it grow out a little bit longer, then cut it up. Most of the dead patches in the back, at least, are pretty green
right
now. That's great. So it's looking pretty good.
Ending the summer on a good note.
But then, you know, I said I was going to go and do it today. I mean, it's raining.
Yeah, you can't do it today.
It's not going to happen.
No, not till the weekend.
Midweek. It's looking all right. All right, so the Queen, we covered this on Friday. The Queen is dead.
Yeah.
And the funeral procession is ongoing. And this is, you know, it's part of the tradition, whatever. I mean, she is being paraded around all of the UK. Scotland right now, I'm sure, you know, it's just hitting all the major spots. And I just noticed this. It's causing some events to be canceled. You know me, Joe, big soccer fan.
Love soccer,
like watching
yes.
that. None of that over the weekend.
Right.
They canceled that to mourn the Queen. That was. But now there's some games happening tomorrow, Wednesday, across the UK. They're being postponed right now. These are international games. They're welcoming in fans from other countries. They're being postponed or perhaps held without any visiting fans because they don't have the police to do it.
Because of the Queen?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're using so much police force for the Queen's procession, the week-plus-long funeral, the whole... What do you? It's the whole thing isn't the service. What do you?
I was gonna say you said funeral procession, but I don't know a better name for it.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it.
It's you know, I mean, is it an open casket?
No.
No. Okay. This is like when
the whole thing.
This is like before the Olympics, right? And the flame goes from town to town before they light the torch.
I mean, in a way, yes.
This is her. This is so everyone gets a chance to see her because not everyone's going to be able to make the funeral.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
I mean, we are still a week away.
Yeah, and it's going on. They're canceling big events because they don't have the police force for it.
Now, is that going to be the case next weekend? Is there a whole slate of premier games next weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every weekend. All throughout the week, too. So I don't know what's going on next weekend, if they'll be doing the same thing. It is just kind of crazy that that is how much they're look, and it's not like it's totally unwarranted, because you look at these pictures in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
And it's flooded. The streets are packed to go see the Queen. So it's needed there. And I just think it's interesting, Joe. I don't know. Now, this is more for the people. This isn't for the Queen. I guess that's question number one. When you die, when you go on, you kick it. What do you want in a funeral? Do you view your funeral service as something for you that you want, or is that just something for everybody else?
I have said this, Brian, and I don't think my opinion will ever change. When I die, be happy for the life that was, but celebrate it like I'm going to a party. I want my funeral. I don't want any crying. I don't want any somberness. I just want a party. Literally celebrate life and move on. That's what I want.
So your funeral is for you?
Well, that's, I would like people to make it about themselves. Enjoy it.
But do you see what I'm saying here? By you saying that to me,
yeah, now I'm,
that
yes,
means
you're right.
Your funeral is for you, because yes, you are saying what you want your funeral to be like.
I take that back. I don't want anyone to do anything. Do no, do whatever you want to do.
No, but that's, I there's no right or wrong answer here. To each person has their own way that they want to go out,
right,
and do things. You know, some people think a lot about it. Some people don't think any, you know, about it at
all.
Have
you ever thought about it?
No.
No. Okay.
I prefer not to. I got more things to worry about than that. When that happens, it's not really my concern. So that's my thinking of it. Like, as it is right now.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just do, like, whoever's still around who knew me, do whatever you want. I'm not here. Don't do anything for me, because I'm not going to be hanging around to enjoy. If you want to do something for me, do it before I die.
Okay.
That would be, you know, so I can enjoy it.
Fair enough.
If you want to throw me a party, just generally speaking, hopefully you have a lot of time. If you want to throw me a party, I'd like to be alive for it.
Okay.
That's just...
See, when you put it that way...
That's how we go about it.
Because I don't want, you know, I wouldn't want people to feel like they have to do something, you know? And if I'm saying I want this party, you're right. I'm asking you to do something after I pass away. I don't want people to feel like they have to do anything. Like you said, I'm gone. What do I care?
When you're looking at the Queen, I think this is definitely more for the people, though, than it is for the Queen herself. Now, they obviously had these huge plans going on, but I think you could see by the outpouring of people on the streets that there's a reason they had this big, lavish plan, because people want to get out there, look at
it. She was so loved.
That, or I think it's just you feel like you're being a part of history.
Oh, that too.
I mean, she's, you know, 96 years old. She's been on the throne for 70 years.
That'll never happen again.
Yeah, but, you know, you're going to have some long-lasting people.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And
you know, life expectancy, when you're living in royalty, it's probably going to be pretty good.
Especially with that family. She made it 96.
Yeah. So you kind of want to go out and feel like that. So I do think this is more for the people.
Yes.
But what do you want when you go? And I think question number one, when you go and you view it, is it more for the people who you have left behind, or is it more for yourself? Do you want to use it as an opportunity to leave one last mark on those people, like a final, it's like a stamp on your life to say, all right, this is how, boom, the last time you're around a party that's, you know, focused around me, or I'll be there in some way, shape, or form, this is exactly what I want it to be like. How do you view it? 803-0930 to join us throughout the day here on WBEN, 803 1-800-919-0930. And that's like part of the thinking is, you know, this is, I go into deep thought sometimes.
Yes. You are a deep thinker, yeah.
But when you have people who say, you know, I don't want, you know, do whatever you want with me. I want, just a Viking funeral, somebody said on our text board here. Throw me in the barge in Lake Erie and set it on fire. You can do just a small little thing. I don't want anything crazy. Just a small little ceremony. No big hubbub. You're still in some ways dictating
right
what you want if you are laying out the plans. Now, there could be a good reason for that. Now, one of the good reasons is you are taking it off the back of whoever is left behind. If everything's all planned out and laid out, then everyone else doesn't have to think about it. So there's a good reason to kind of think about it yourself and, you know, make sure that all the plans are in place, right? However, that's something I think I would struggle with.
Thinking about your death?
Yeah, putting the plans in place to memorialize yourself. Because to me, it's always going to seem, as I'm going through the process, it always would just kind of seem a little self-congratulatory. Like, it always just kind of seems to me like you're making some sort of big deal out of yourself that I don't know if people want to make, right?
Now, let me ask you this, because I talked about this a few months ago. Do you think that if you knew your time was coming to an end, if you had an idea that your mind or your thought process on this would change?
I think it's too tough to say. I don't know.
Because I've talked to two people, both different. One person said, you know, I know that in the next year or so, my time is coming to an end and I've started planning things out. Another person said they have less than a year and they haven't told, they called in anonymously, obviously, they haven't told a person in their family or friends that they know their time is coming because they don't want their friends and family stressing about, oh, I have to see this person mm-hmm. one last time. I have to do this. They just want to quietly go.
I think when it comes to the funeral itself, everyone has some ideas because there's so many different options, right?
Right.
You have the traditional way of going. You put yourself on the ground in a nice casket or coffins are making a comeback. Remember we had that story about a DIY coffin kit? You build your own?
Right.
You know, just a nice little craft on the weekend if you're bored. You could be cremated. You can do any sort of things there. You can make yourself into a record. You ever hear
That's
about
right,
that one?
Yes.
They'll press, you'll be cremated, and then they can press a vinyl record for you, and you can put on whatever recording. Maybe it's a favorite song. Maybe it's just your voice. Maybe you just listen to the snap, crackle, and pop of what you left behind in that record. I don't know.
Now, you don't like to think of your funeral, but have you thought of how you would want to be either buried or cremated? Has that crossed your mind?
See, I have thought about this.
Okay.
And I do like a certain idea. There's a new idea out there. I don't think this is what the Queen is doing.
Okay.
And it sounds a little, I don't know, it sounds harsh, especially at 9 in the morning. Like just saying it sounds just a little like, ugh. Human composting.
Oh, really?
It's a new trend. It's becoming legal in more and more states.
You want to give back?
That is kind of the idea. So there is one thing that I have thought about when it comes to others. You can do a million. You can be shot up into space.
Oh.
And the idea is you come back down. You're not actually going into space, but you come back down as rain or snow because you know everything gets scattered off in the atmosphere.
Is that real?
That's a real thing. You can try and do, I guess. You could be quote unquote turned into a tree. Do you know how that works?
Yes, they put your ashes in the soil?
Right.
Yes.
But see, now this is where human composting comes in. Because that doesn't make any sense. Now, you have a tree to memorialize somebody, which is very nice. But if your ashes are in there, all your energy from your body has already been burned up. Right? Well, like, you are not contributing to the growth of that tree at all. You're not the nutrients there. Everything else will be. Human composting, you're actually using yourself to be put right back in the ground, that whatever energy or nutrients is left in you, all those Cheetos, you know, that's it goes back into the soil. And then if you want to be turned into a tree, that's how you, then you can use that.
Yes, yes.
Use that dirt that's part of you to be tuned. I like that idea.
All right.
I've always liked that idea. I always thought, you know, what a waste of me, you know, this old bag of bones to just be
burnt up,
right? You know, thrown out the chimney. I, you know, wouldn't you want to, you said give back. You kind of are giving back to the earth in some way to, there you go. You settled in, use me for something.
I think the ashes around the tree are just that tree, you know. Oh, this is where the ashes are.
Yeah, it's like putting a plaque on a tree.
Right, yes, yes.
It's almost the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought of this because, you know, you have, if you cremate yourself, then if people want to take a piece of you home, I've seen that, you know, I have friends that have, you know.
What kind of piece?
Remains. Well, the ashes.
Oh, okay. That could mean it, like a finger?
I don't know. It's their ashes.
It's ashes.
Yeah.
But I mean, like if you started, you could take a piece. You got to be careful with that because you probably get
right.
some strange requests.
You probably would. That's true. Obviously, I never heard of the space thing. Everything else you said I've heard of. I've not heard of the space thing.
There's so many different things you can do.
Yeah.
I do kind of like the, you walk through like Forest Lawn or some of these cemeteries and you see some of the monuments. And it is kind of cool.
You want a monument?
To be, no, I don't. But, you know. But like, wouldn't it be cool? You see, what do you think when you are walking through a cemetery, or just walking past or whatever, everybody's seen, and you see like the most popular one is like the Washington Monument,
yes.
Just like all built up. When you see something like that, what goes through your head?
I don't know.
I think it's one of two things. It's people are either thinking, wow, that person must have been important, or wow, that person must have been full of themselves.
Yeah, it's probably one or the other, right?
It's one of those two things.
The idea, and I've said this before, the idea of being buried, I just, again, it goes back to, I don't, now someone has to go and visit me, right? I don't want that. You know, I people go and visit grave sites and stuff, and it's nice that you have that spot to visit and visit with your loved one, but I don't want someone to feel like they have to come and keep checking on me. And,
no, don't worry, we won't.
Well, I know you won't.
No, people don't have to.
That's true. That's true.
I look at some of the monuments in Forest Lawn. Some of my favorite are, there are, I don't know if you call them tombs, built into like the side of some of the rolling hills that are there that look, I mean, phenomenal. I mean, it looks like something out of centuries ago because... It is, but I mean, it looks just so cool. Like, it's just kind of interesting to think about, like, that person who was able to build that for themselves. Like, it does kind of make you think about it more so than passing, you know, some of the other grave markers would.
Yeah. I like going through a cemetery in New Orleans because they're all above ground. You know, you can't.
It's always very interesting.
So it's above ground. It's a different look than what we're used to when it comes to a cemetery.
I like, I live right by an old cemetery, and I always like looking at, you know, some of the dates just to think how old,
yeah.
You know, some of these old grave markers are, tombstones are. I do think it is very interesting. Somebody on our text board, 803-0930, said, I want to be mummified in the traditional ancient Egypt manner. I've thought about that before. I think I've mentioned that to my wife a couple times. Like, hey, if you got the money, mummify me.
You think she's going to?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no chance. But, like, wouldn't that be...
Oh, yeah.
That would be interesting.
See, I feel that I'm very plain and simple. I want to be cremated and then, you know, put a few of my ashes... Here at the arena, at the stadium, down in Blacksburg, at City Field, I'm happy.
It's all of your favorite places.
Yeah, a little in Vegas.
They're all sports venues.
Yeah.
That'll be closed in 20 years.
That's true. Hey, where'd you put Joe's ashes? Oh, that parking lot over there.
Yeah, now it's a parking lot. Sorry to say. The mummification one would be interesting. Like if someone went through and was able to do the whole process, would they put you in the science museum next to one from ancient Egypt? It's like here is a mummy from ancient Egypt. Yep. And, you know, they're all very short. That's like one of the, you know, never above like 5 feet tall.
Right.
Have I ever seen a mummy? And then here's, you know, American male, 21st century, 500 pounds, like 600. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it would just be a stark contrast to how it goes. Here's what it looks like after 300 years. Here's what it looks like after 30 days.
Do you think if you had the money, you would Ted Williams yourself?
Ooh.
Just on the off chance?
That's a good question. I don't think I ever would.
No.
I mean, what would you... I never understood the appeal behind being frozen that way. Because, one, they don't freeze your whole body.
Right, so Ted Williams just had his head frozen.
Two, you know, theoretically, what happens that day when they figure out we can bring this, you know, we can rejuvenate this, we can bring this back to life? What is that life going to look like? You've been frozen for the last 100 years.
We will probably never know.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. What's your body? Do you have a robot? Like, was that built into the plans? Was anybody thinking about that? Did Boston Dynamics exist when Ted Williams got himself frozen?
It's a good question.
I don't. Do you want to be a four-legged robot or, you know, a humanoid type thing?
But how awesome would it be 300 years from now, Ted Williams be alive to tell stories about baseball from a time that none of these people even...
Just what everybody is going to want to listen to. Your old baseball stories. What do you think?
I don't know.
B-Maz and Beamer, we'll be back here after the news on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
We are back. B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930 to join us. We're talking about the Queen. You know, we're watching this on... It's on broadcast TV at 9:30. And, you know, it's been said the UK is in mourning, which is, I think, a little strong of a word. There are definitely some people in mourning who are close to the Queen. Sorrowful. It's a period of maybe reflection and definitely change where there hasn't been change for so many years. But at the same time, my favorite part of what's being shown now is this is the procession. We're watching the procession of Queen Elizabeth's coffin from the Palace of Holyrood House to St. Giles Cathedral. And they put that on there as if we're supposed to know exactly where those places are.
No idea.
There is a lot of pomp and circumstance here. And you're seeing all the royals, the guards. We mentioned the police force. The police, there are so many resources being used that they're canceling other major events because they do not have the police resources for them this week in the UK, especially in the London area. So I don't know. It brings a question of how do you want to go out? Do you have a way that you want to go out? Is it important to you at all? I think a lot of people have so many different ideas going through their head. And most people kind of settle on the same one or two things.
Can I just comment real quick? You know, they're bringing her coffin around the UK, right? On the way to the funeral a week from today. But what about all the other countries that recognized her as the queen?
Yeah.
When's Canada going to have their moment to pay their respects?
I don't think many in Canada are really. She is on some of their money, though.
Yeah.
Not as many of the dollars as she was before.
Right.
But she's still on
She is.
A few. It's been a while since I've seen a Canadian dollar or coin or anything.
Well, yeah.
It's been a while since I've been up there. And even when you go up there now, you purposely pay for everything by card so right. that you don't have to make the exchange.
Exactly.
You're not left over with a bunch of Canadian change.
Yeah.
How much I have seen so much less, and now we're really off. I've seen so much fewer Canadian change in the last 5 years, but especially the last 3 years than I ever have in my life.
Yes.
You have a handful of change in Western New York. There is, what, a 75% chance that a Canadian penny or quarter makes its way in there?
Yeah, or dime. I've seen a lot of Canadian dimes. Not so much the penny anymore. They got rid of it.
But now, you're right.
I mean, even before the pandemic, like you said, I mean, I remember when I was in college and you'd go up to Canada because you could, you know, have alcohol at 19. And you would exchange your cash. But the last few times before the pandemic I went to Canada, I never went and exchanged cash.
Yeah, no.
I used plastic the whole time.
You don't want to go through the exchange. You don't
exactly.
want to be taken at par in some places, depending on where you go. I can't tell you the last time I've seen a Canadian coin in the wild.
That's a great point.
If you pay things, convenience stores, small items, you pay with cash, you get change back. What? 5% of the time they sneak a Canadian quarter in there.
Yeah.
I walk out the door like, What's this?
I have not had
funny money.
I have not had a Canadian quarter in years.
I could. That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be a part of daily life. Everyone used to be driving around with some form of Canadian money in their car.
Well, as you know, I have.
How many people are now?
I have a cup in my car where I put coins in, and I go to CoinStar with it every time Canadian money spits out. I went to CoinStar on Friday. No Canadian money spit out. Nope.
That's interesting.
I brought up Canada because I want to show off what I learned during the break,
yeah.
Brian. You know, I'm like a child. I'm very excited.
I didn't understand the segue.
But I discovered the royals do have housing when they visit Canada. The Riedel Hall, Riedel Hall. So, you know, when they're there, they have a place to stay in New Edinburgh. So I thought that was interesting. I wanted to share this knowledge. I feel that there is this focus on the royals. So for me, I need to like investigate where all are the royals still, quote, royal.
Yeah. Well, they don't make them get an Airbnb.
That's true. Right. Right.
They're not downloading an app and figuring that out. But on the how do you want to go? Somebody said those Canadian quarters work in Aldi carts. I believe it. You can probably put any, like a quarter shape. It's not like a vending machine. It doesn't go by the weight.
Right.
It's just more the shape needs to. Anyways, how do you want to go is what we've been talking about today. And there are so many different ways. And I really do think, Joe, like ideally, but this is not how it works in real life. Ideally, I would just leave that up to whoever's left behind.
Yes.
Right? It's not about me. It's however you feel like you need to put the stamp on it, close that book. You do you. You know, you want to have a party, you want to have a traditional funeral, mass, and everything like that. You want to do something in between. That would be perfect. In the real world, though, there are some pitfalls to that. The first off being, well, then you're just basically, it's almost like abdicating responsibility and putting that all on somebody else, especially in a time when they might be in, you know, mourning themselves. And that's not a great thing to do. So that's why I think you see so many people put thought into this. Okay, I'm going to plan it for myself. Now, what is that going to look like so that my kids, whoever it might be, spouse, doesn't really have to think about it?
And you don't want to set it up for the potential of family arguments over what to do. I think that's another thing that goes through people's head. You don't want kids and significant others fighting over, no, you know, he or she would want this. No, no, they'd want this, this, and this. So maybe having some kind of plan.
Somebody believes very strongly you need to do a certain thing,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, so that's, I think there's a lot of pitfalls that stop that from happening. I think ideally that would be me, Joe. I'd say, listen, it's not about me anymore. I'm not here.
Right.
What do you need? You know, whatever you guys need to do, but all those things that we just mentioned, stop that from happening. So when you're making your plans, what does it look like? There are so many different options. I think it is just, it's overwhelming at times. And it depends on how, I don't want to say the word strange, but I mean, really, some of them are just bizarre. How quirky, how different you want to get to it. Have you ever been to a funeral or a memorial service that was different, or, you know, that went outside kind of the norm of what you would expect?
The actual service, no. I mean, every service I've been to is the exact same thing. You know, I mean, I've been to a service where the deceased had picked out the music that plays, something that was one of their favorites. You know, I've been to something like that. And but no, I've never been to anything that was out of the ordinary yet.
I haven't. It hasn't happened to me.
Right. Okay.
It all follows the same. It's whether it's a mass or a memorial service, a small gathering or something else. It's all kind of follows the same beats.
Right.
There's nothing been totally. I have not yet seen the person who wants to become a tree, or you know what I mean, like any of these different things that you have been done. I have not yet seen the record being played that we were talking about last segment, or the compost, or even the mummification that somebody mentioned on the text board.
Didn't someone put their ashes in a bullet, or am I making that up?
Lemmy from Motorhead did that and like put it on a necklace and just gave them out to a bunch of people he knew.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. See, now that's I don't know if that's something he did or somebody else decided. I feel like that's something somebody else decided.
Okay. Yeah.
They got a pretty good marketing team. They slapped Motorhead on everything. So that might have been one of the
the Motorhead marketing team still around?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still going strong. I saw a box set the other day for an album I've had for my entire life. Like $150 for the
And you considered it?
No. I've had it for too long to be able to consider that. But there's so many different ways. Here's the a couple on our text board. 803-0930, by the way, if you want to join us on WBEN. I wanted to get to a few of these. Somebody mentioned this is the idea behind the compost. The human composting, it's being allowed in more and more states now. It's basically this idea, but they speed up the process because it takes a long time for something to break down. But somebody said, I'd like a natural non-burial just in the woods, above ground under a tree, and then just let everyone kind of feast off my nutrients. And that's the idea of the human composting. Just sped along, and then they give you something where you can have maybe a place to remember, or you can be put in somewhere where you know is probably not going to be cleared out or bulldozed for a parking lot or something
right,
like that. Which is like everyone's fear, isn't it? It's always a parking lot. No one ever fears that they're going to build a new stadium over there, right?
Well, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, right. No one's ever talking about a housing development, or so it's always parking lot. That's like everyone's greatest fear.
I don't want to get too morbid here, but you know, we are talking about ways to go and ways to be remembered. Do you think there are people who have had their ashes or some of their ashes put in the lot, maybe they tailgated there across from the stadium, where now the new stadium will sit on? And maybe their ashes will be under the new stadium.
Joe, I think there is a 100% chance that this happened.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, of course.
I kind of feel like I low-key hear about that almost every year. But now, obviously, it's frowned. They don't want people doing that. It's like many stadiums. They don't take their requests. A lot of people would request the ashes to be spread at the stadium. So, you know, you go anywhere around the country, they don't honor those requests because right. they'd be inundated with them. And then all of a sudden, all the players are kicking up, you know, something other than the field turf pellets.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people have the parking lot somewhere nearby. Maybe it's where they would tailgate. Maybe it's something else. I think that applies to a lot of people.
And so for them, okay, well, it's going from a parking lot to the stadium. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, now it's just don't haunt the team. That's all we ask. Hopefully it's some good vibes you're leaving behind, and you know that would be perfectly fine.
Exactly.
The parking lot. I think that's what I don't know about the ashes scattered. That is, if you have to really think about it and get selfish, that's never appealed to me that much.
Okay.
But that's. You said that's kind of what you're thinking.
Just some of them, right? I mean, a few ashes here, a few ashes there.
How many ashes are you expecting to?
I have no idea. But you know, you take a little for yourself.
You're gonna have to gain a little bit of weight before.
Well, I'm well on the way.
But I don't know. That never appealed to me for that reason. It's the parking lot fear.
Yeah, it's always the parking lot.
You don't want to be turned into a parking lot. Yeah. No, you don't want that to happen to you. I like the mummification, something else. Here's the thing. The vinyl record, I was hot on that for a minute. What would you put on the record?
Well, I mean, I have a varied taste in music.
So. I know, but it's a 45. You can only pick one song per side.
Oh, man. One song per side. I'd have to get back to you on that one, Brian. I'm not good on my feet with requests like that.
Come on, you don't have one song you would pick. I think it's the one that immediately comes to your
Return
head.
Of the Mac.
That would be it?
Yeah, and then every time you play that with My Ashes, you think, is he coming back?
Now, here's another question. All right, that's pressed. Return of the Mac. Who has that record? Now, here are your choices. It can just be in the family.
Yes.
You can have that somewhere. Or you can give it to Jimmy, spinning records, give it to a DJ so it's actually played at parties all across Western New York.
I mean, that would be pretty cool. No offense to my family.
You'd rather it be in use, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd want people to. But I feel my family would listen every now and then.
Just
and Joe's here.
Put on the 45,
yeah.
That one song.
I mean, here's another thing. Jimmy would know how to play a 45. He's a DJ. I guarantee there are members of my family who wouldn't know to put the 45 insert in before playing the 45.
Yeah, they don't have the adapter.
Right.
They're like, oh, man, we can't. Can someone go out and get an adapter? We need Joe. We're trying to play Joe here. I would like
that. Do you have a song?
Probably like, which of the two songs? Probably like The Stooges. Like Raw Power or something.
All right.
Or, no, it's probably.
And would that stay in the family, or would Jimmy be spending that at?
I don't think that song's requested a lot.
Okay, so that might be the issue.
It would be like in the back of Jimmy's truck.
Yeah.
You'd have to go make like an extra trip to get it from the storage compartment or something
point.
Like that. So, yeah, that would have to stay in the family. It's just a weird. I just look at the procession for the Queen and think,
oh my gosh, it's back on. I thought they went to commercial.
No, it's going slowly through. How many thousands of people are showing out for that? And it's a tremendous show of support, a tremendous show of, I guess, what she meant to a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, would you go if you were there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's obviously different than how we are viewing it over here. But yeah, I would go. I feel that's... Brian, as you know, I feel like
you're part of history.
Yes.
I think that's the feeling.
Especially this. I mean, we are watching not only Queen Elizabeth's coffin go, but you are seeing the new king. He is also making the rounds with this to the crowd. And again, I mean, we are talking about royalty in the UK. So I think it's paying your respects to the queen and also, saying hello to the new king.
That's part of the appeal. So you said during the break, King Charles III sounds like something from a couple hundred years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, you're exactly right. I think that's part of it, right? And that's still, I think, part of the appeal of the queen is that it is this sense of, like, living history that it's obviously part of a bygone era. But, you know, here we only read about it in the books. Like,
right.
To be able to actually say to your kids one day, well, I was just a few days after King Charles III was in. Like, you know, who's able to say that? I was watching him march down the road right there by the castle.
What if you were on vacation in the UK this week?
Oh, just the worst.
But would you go?
You'd have to. There'd be nothing else to do. Yeah. There'd be nothing else to do. I've seen so many stories of people who went over there for soccer games.
Oh,
like this past week, and they're all canceled. They're, you know, nothing is being done. That's a rough trip. You don't get refunded those plane tickets just because the queen died.
Yeah. By the way, can we just talk about how many people are employed thanks to the royal family? We've been watching this during the show, Brian.
It is kind of amazing.
The royal correspondent, the royal editor.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the people marching.
I mean, the people that have jobs covering the royal family. Obviously, the people marching along, I mean, tons of people. But people that have jobs just covering. ABC itself has a royal correspondent, a royal editor, and a royal historian. And that was in the last 30 minutes.
It did bug me this morning when I saw, because there was a big hubbub, I guess, over the weekend. The kids. Harry,
Meghan,
William,
Kate,
and Kate. I knew them all. They were all together for the first time in a couple of years.
It's a big story.
And they kept, they were labeled as the Fab Four. Like, is that really? I thought they were talking about the Beatles and the Queen when I saw the Fab Four, you know, Queen on some of the headlines. But that's, they've given out Fab Four again to the two sets of royals, which...
I don't think it's fitting.
I mean, they did break up.
That's true.
So, you know...
Did they ever get back together?
Kind of the same. Well, they did this weekend. The Beatles didn't.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And Yoko wasn't one of the Fab Four.
Right.
I'm not calling anyone a Yoko, but...
Right.
You know,
no, I get what you're
saying. There's one who you could point the finger at.
Right, yeah. I mean, the Queen, that's another thing. I mean, think how long she was in power. The Queen was in power for the Beatles. She was the Queen for the Beatles.
That wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things.
That was 60 years ago.
Right, but I mean, that...
60 years is a long time ago.
But, I mean, you could go way further than that. She was born in the 20s.
Right, no, I know.
But she was born before sliced bread.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's
right.
More...
But she was Queen for... The Beatles, the Stones, before these bands even came to being, and now these are legendary bands.
But, like, you can see Paul McCartney. Like, he's still playing instruments.
That's true. I'm just saying, I think it's
just funny to, like, that's what
that
you went to.
Well, you just brought up the Fab Four, see?
But, like, that sliced bread is, that's a tough one to beat.
That is,
you were around before sliced bread?
Literally.
That's like when, you know, you sit, some members of Congress could have listened to the fireside chat.
Right.
Like that's, when you put it that way, that's a crazy one.
Didn't we discover there are members of Congress?
And those people are actually making laws.
That's right, yeah.
Queen Elizabeth was just, you know,
bringing
being
people
nice,
together.
Hanging out, bringing people together, tea, movie appearance.
Did we not have members of Congress? I thought we talked about this. Did we not have members of Congress that are older than chocolate chip cookies?
Yes, that was outdating chocolate. Like that's a crazy.
Right.
That beats the Beatles by far. Chocolate chip cookies. I thought Charles I was eating chocolate chip cookies, but
right.
I guess not. Yeah. All right, so, you know, the Queen, do you think this lasts throughout, like the interest lasts throughout, I mean, it's a week until the funeral.
I think interest in this country will dip.
I didn't think that this would be on TV right now.
I think interest in this country will dip, but I do think you'll have interest next Monday for the funeral. I do think it will spike interest next Monday.
Not around here.
If they're showing this on network television, I guarantee on Monday that funeral will be on this channel.
Oh, no, it will, but I'm saying around here next Monday.
Oh, of course.
It'll be forgotten.
Of course, yes.
The Bills will play at 7 o'clock,
right.
And it'll just...
Going to make the Titans 0-2.
It'll be out of the minds of a lot of people. All right, we'll both be back here tomorrow. Should be pretty nice. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.